Marie Marie. Playing guitar on the back porch, I sit in my car while she sings so sad. Marie Marie, Marie Marie, it's so lonely in these farmlands.
Phil Alvin and younger brother Dave Alvin formed the fiery roots rock band The Blasters in the late 1970s. Their blend of hyped-up roots and blues would win legions of fans worldwide and would make songs like Marie Marie and American Music roots rock standards. But by 1985, the fiery part of the Blasters brothers' energy led to Dave leaving the band. It would be almost 30 years before the brothers would record together again, and it would take Phil dying to get them back in the studio.
My brother died in Valencia, Spain, about 3 years ago. And this is true. And he was, I get a phone call saying your brother passed away. And it was about 45 minutes to an hour until I got a phone call saying, nope, he's alive. He's back to life. They brought him back. And in that period of time, you know, I just kind of was in shock and sadness and everything. And yeah, one of my regrets was that the two Alvin brothers hadn't made some records together. And so when he got back from Spain and his health recovered, it was like, yeah, let's get in the studio. Let's record this stuff ASAP.
That stuff would be the 2014 release, Common Ground, the songs of Big Bill Brunzi.
Why don't you tell me, loving mama, how you want your rolling done? Why don't you tell me, loving mama, how you want?
The first album we did together, I chose Big Bill Brunzi because he had such a wealth of songs to choose from because he was such a great songwriter, but also his songs were good for rearranging. They weren't, his songs necessarily didn't have to be done exactly like Big Bill Brunzi did them, because that's the whole issue of, well, then just go buy a Big Bill Brunzi record. His material gave us a kind of a large canvas to paint on.
I was thinking about my baby, Lord, the one that went away.
For this new album, Lost Time, there's a lot of Big Joe Turner, because he was the great blues shouter from Kansas City, and he was a lifelong friend and mentor to us, so we wanted to, you know, sort of bring him back to life a little bit. We miss him. The other songs were songs that, yeah, we'd always loved. Maybe we should have cut with the Blasters, who knows, but as the title says, we are making up for lost time, or trying to.
Kick him in the eye. I'm gonna get you, sweetie pie. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Have me some fun tonight. Go way over yonder, hide behind the big old tree. Go way over yonder, hide behind the big old tree. Ain't nobody gonna play the game but you and me. Now 10. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Lordy, Miss Claudia, oh boy. Oh boy.
We didn't grow up in Los Angeles. We grew up in Downey, California, which is a different world. More of a small town vibe. And there were bars in the general area. And there were a lot of great musicians from the blues and rhythm and blues era on the West Coast that were playing in these bars, and we started sneaking into the bars when we were young to see people like Big Joe Turner, T-Bo Walker, or even Lightnin' Hopkins, people like that. And so, yeah, we certainly heard whatever was the top 40 or the underground music of the time. And, you know, I saw Jimi Hendrix when I was 12 twice, you know, so, you know, I certainly knew my stuff, you know, my contemporary stuff, but the old blues guys, you know, were just so, they were still sort of in their prime, you know, as performers. And seeing that just, you know, just changes your life. And led me on the road I'm on now. Big Joe Turner, Lee Allen, Eddie Cleanhead, Benson, you know, they became, you know, lifelong friends, especially, you know, Big Joe and Lee, you know, were our two mentors. Lee Allen was the great tenor sax player that played on all the Fats Domino, Little Richard hits out of the 50s. You know, these guys were our pals, you know, our teachers.
Thank you.
Yeah, Big Joe had, you know, he never changed. He just kept singing the way he sang, but he sort of came to the late 30s. He came into the public eye, let's say. And in those days, he was backed by jazz guys out of Kansas City, you know. And then in the late 40s, he was backed up by kind of, you know, jump blues guys, you know, horn-based orchestras. And then in the 50s, yeah, it was rock and roll, but he never changed. So he was like this, you know, White House on a stormy sea, and everything changed around him, you know what I mean? And so we tried to, yeah, there was a, we do a song in there called Cherry Red Blues that we try to do with the Kansas City, you know, swinging style of blues, kind of laid back. And then there's, yeah, some of the, you know, sort of more rock and roll stuff like Hide and Seek.
Come on, pretty baby, play hide and go seek with me. Come on, pretty baby, play hide and go seek with me. We're gonna play the game the way it ought to be. Now I spy.
There's no one way of playing the blues. And so, yeah, on these albums, both the Big Bill Brunzi record and on this one, yeah, we tried to show the different styles, or, you know, I even use the word the different disciplines of playing the blues, you know, because, yeah, playing the blues Chicago style is one discipline, playing it Kansas City style is another discipline, playing it West Coast style is another discipline, you know, so it's like a, it's a Zen thing, you know. Well, you're going to hear a little bit of everything. You'll hear some of the songs from the Big Bill Brunzi record. You'll hear songs from the new Lost Time album. And then you'll hear songs from my solo career. And you'll hear blaster songs. It's all over the map. The only thing I'd say is bring earplugs.
Well, you were such a boy on Demon West Berlin. No music, yeah, that rocks just a 1,000 violins. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound, that from the USA. Well, it could be sweet and lovely, it could be hard and mean. One thing's for sure, it's always on the beam. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound, that from the USA. Well, it's a howl from the desert, it's a scream from the slum. The Mississippi rolling to the beat of the drums. They want to hear some American music. American music. They wanna hear that sound right from the USA. We got the Louisiana boogie and the Delta blues. We got country swing and rock for better too. We got jazz, country, western, and Chicago blues. Greatest music that you ever knew. It's American music. It's American music. It's American music. It's the craziest sound right from the USA. Well, you a soldier boy has to stop right in his tracks. When he hears a crazy beat, he turns and doubles back. Because they're playing American music. American music. How the whole world digs that sound.